We begin the current daf of Pesachim, daf Peches. We begin 7 lines down from the top of the Yom. The Gemara continues the similar discussion that it had, the thread running through the previous daf, talking about different agadas, which were speaking about the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to Kala Yisrael. So the Gemara continues with the same Amar that was saying the drushes of the agada to it. Says, V'am Rebelazah says, Ma'ilisiv, what is this that it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya? It says, V'holchu amim rabim v'amr, that the multitudes of the nations, they will go and they will say, L'chu v'nala el har Hashem, let us go up to the mountain of Hashem, el beis elikei Yaakov v'goymer, etc., to the house of the God of Jacob, of Yaakov. So the Gemara asks, Elihei Yaakov, Elihei Avram v'Yitzchok, what does it mean? It's the God of Jacob, the God of Yaakov, but not Avram Yitzchok? Why does it say to the house of the God of Yaakov and not to the God of Avram Yitzchok? Elo, rather, what the intention of the Pasuk is coming to say, that they're going to say, Leika Avram, let us go to the place of Hashem to have a relationship with Him. Not like Avram had called this area Shekasu Bayhar, that in reference to Avram, it's called a mountain. Shnem, like it says in the Pasuk in Bereishis, Ashe Yo'omer Hayom, that will be said today, that Bahar, on the mountain, Hashem Yirah, Hashem was visible, was seen. V'loiki Yitzchak, and not like Yitzchak Shekasu Bayhar, that the Pasuk references the way it was related to him was as a field. Shnem, like it says in the Pasuk in Bereishis, V'gitza Yitzchak L'suach Basada, the Yitzchak went out to daven in the field. Eliki Yaakov, rather like Yaakov Shekaroi Bayis, that he called it a house, which means a place where it's settled. Shnem, like it says the Pasuk in Bereishis of a Yikra Hashem HaMakom Ahu, that he called that place Beis El, the house of God. Now, this is because Har HaMariah, which was by Avram Avinu, and the Sada of Yitzchok, and Beis El of Yaakov, they were all on Har HaBayis, that's where they had davened. And therefore, the reference of the Pasuk is that, as the Pasuk says, Beis Elike Yaakov, the house, who is that? That's Elike Yaakov, like by Yaakov, the relationship was as one of a house, not like Avram, that it was like a mountain, and Yitzchok, like it's a field. So now the Gemara returns to finish off the Agadah that is related to a pasuk that we had mentioned in the previous daf, which was regarding the Navi Hoshea, that says, Amar B'Yechanan, Gadol Kibbutz Galias, the day of the ingathering of all the exiles is so great, Kiyem Shenivar B'Shemayim B'Aretz, like the day that heaven and earth were created. So like it says the pasuk in Hoshea, V'nikbitzu B'nei Yehuda U'B'nei Yisrael Yachdim, that the children of Yehuda and those of the rest of Kalai Yisrael will be gathered together, they will appoint for them a leader, one leader over them. They will rise up from the land. Because the day of Yisrael, which Rashi says is translated as Yom Kenishan, which is the day of the gathering, which is the day of the gathering of the exiles, is a great Yom. Now, Chassid says a pasuk in Bereishis, after Shemayim and Eretz were created, says that it was evening and it was morning. It was one day, one yom. So we see that we're calling Kibbutz Galias yom, like the creation of Maaseh Bereishis of Shemayim and Eretz, which was also called yom. That this is a gadol yom, is a great day to tell you that Kibbutz Galias is as great as the day when heaven and earth were created. Now the Gemara returns to the discussion of our Mishnah on the previous daf, which said Yosim Sheshachtu Lava Petrapasin, regarding an orphan that had two different people that were taking caretakers for the Yisayim, for the orphans, that each one went and made a list for who's going to be on this Karban Pesach, as we had said that our Masech to start, this Perek started off with the Chiyuv of Karban Pesach, it has to be Lemnuyav, it has to be Techesu, you have to be on a list of a Karban Pesach. So here are these orphans, so one caretaker put on his list, and another caretaker put on his list. So what's the halacha? So the Mishnah said that they could choose whichever one, you can't be on both, you have to be on one. So it says they could choose whichever one. And that the Gemara says, Shamim Mino, so we can infer from this, which similarly the Gemara wanted to say regarding the first case of a Mishnah, when they spoke about the case of the woman, if she's regarding which list is she going to be on her husband's or her father's. So the Gemara wants to make a similar inference from Apotropison, that regarding the orphans, that we see Yesh Brera, that there is this halachic concept, which is mentioned many times in Shas, do we say that retroactively the criteria was defined back then? Because here we see that retroactively, we see that the one that he wanted to be on, when it was slaughtered, which is because, as we said, you have to have the minui, it has to be appointed which list he's on, that if you would have told him, he would have told you, so even though now, when it's coming time to eat the Karban Pesach, and he's only choosing now, it's considered as if back then, when it's supposed to be which list he's on, that as if he had decided back then. And that the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. Omer Bzer, Bzer says, Sela Bayis, the Pasuk, when it talks about the Karban Pesach, says a sheep, a lamb, for the entire household, which means the one that's in charge, who he's called the Baal HaBayis, he's the master of the household, he could take a lamb for the entire household, Mikal Mokim, in all situations, which means to say that he doesn't need their das. So it's not like we had been inferring that we said, wait a second, he could choose now when he's going to eat, which means retroactively, it was clarified that it was this one that he wanted because you have to be on the list at the time of Shechita. I don't think Mara is saying now, no, although he can actually do it now when he's coming to eat, but it's not because that now we see that which list he was really on. He doesn't have to be on any list in the sense of having his das which one he needs because they're automatically included in the Baal HaBayis' Sel HaBayis. He's automatically included and therefore there's no das that needed to be retroactively. In truth, we could say that Ein Breira. But still, he could work now, even later on, is because he's automatically included in the Sel HaBayis. The Gemara brings a brisa that says a similar concept. Turn up on, we learn the brisa. It says Sel HaBayis, that the lamb will be for the household. Malamed just teaches the lesson that we just said, that is what our mission is teaching you, that he gets to choose which one of the apotropos, and not because it's retroactively, but rather because Malamed teaches, she'odem maybe b'sheichet, a person could bring, and they could slaughter, al yedei, that means for the sake of, but no yubita katanim. He could do it for his sons and daughters that are young, which he has a responsibility to memechanach them, to introduce them into the halachas of the Torah. He could also do it for his slave and slave woman that are the non-Jewish ones, which have halachas somewhat of B'nai Yisrael. And that's because by them, they also are considered automatically a part of his karbonis because they rely on him for food and for everything. And that halacha is Beimi Daitan. Whether it's something that's with das, means to say, as the Gemara will later explain, without any inference either one way or the other. And that's Bein Shaloi Medayin, even against their will, which means to say that even if they say no, they cannot protest, and either way, they're going to be included in his Karban Pesach. Aval, and again, that's related to what we had said before, that the Mishnah's case of the apotropos is the same idea. It's not because of Breira that's saying retroactively, rather automatically they're included in that Karban. But he cannot automatically include in the Shechita his son and daughter that are older, that are adults already. Or for his slave or slave woman that are Jewish, and that is, as Rashi explains, although the only way of having the Amah of Ria is only the Jewish slave woman, is only when she's a minor, because she already goes out from the slavery when she brings signs that she already reached the age of becoming an adult. However, even so, since there's no responsibility for the master to be mechanecha, so she could protest. It's only by children themselves, when you have minor children, that then they can't protest because you have a chiv mechanech them. But however, although she's a katana, but since she's just a maidservant, therefore she could protest. And validate ish, the same thing applies to one's wife, that Eil Medayin, they would only be applicable, that they would be included in this carbon if it's agreeable with them, that they agree to that. However, if it's not Medayin, then it's not like minor children and like the Canaanim slaves. Rather, there, they would not be included in his carbon. Tainidach, similarly, we learned in another brisa. La Yishchot Adam, again, a person cannot slaughter a carbon Pesach. Loyal al yidei b'no yubit ha-gedoylem, not for his adult sons and daughters, and not for his slave women and slave men that are Jewish, by the ishtar or for his wife. And then that's only again if they agree to it. But he could slaughter the Korban Pesach for his minor children, and for his male and female slaves. And that's whether they agree to it or whether they disagree with it. Now this brisa concludes and says, "V'kulin sheshachtu," and all these people, if they slaughter v'shachad rabban alein, and at the same time, although they brought their own karban pesach, but their master or their father went and brought a karban pesach for them too, yitzu mishal rabban, they're yitzu their chiyuv with their master, ve'ein yitzu mishal atzma, and they're not fulfilling their chiyuv of karban pesach with their own karban pesach. Chutz min isha, except from all these cases, is the case of the woman, Sheikha Limchis, that she could protest. And that is as the Gemara brings in Masechtas Gittin, that when she protests, if she could tell her husband, he says, I'm not going to take food from you, you're not going to feed me, and whatever work I do does not go to you. Because although one of the takanas of the Ksuba is that he has to feed her, but however, whatever money she makes goes to him, she could protest. So since her protests are protests, therefore she could say, you know what, I don't want your Karban Pesach, I'm going to make my own, and that's the halacha. By that, the Gemara asks, Maishna Isha, why is the woman different? In other words, why is she different than Abdi Shivchas HaIvrim or Benoy Bitag Deilim, where the Brisa just said before that they're all the same and that you need Midaitan? So why do we say that she could protest? They could also protest. It has to be Midaitan, they have to be willing. So why are we picking out just Isha? And that Amarava, Rava says, you're right. It means Isha v'chol didamila. It means the woman, the wife, and all that are similar to that. In other words, all these cases that you need midaitan, which means to say the Eved and the Shivcha Ivrim and the B'nai B'ita Agadaylam, that they're just like Isha, and they were really included in that when we said that they could be Ma'icha, and therefore, if they are Ma'icha, they're not going to be included in this Karban Pesach. But now the Gemara asks, Haguva Kasha. Seems like the Brisa contradicts itself, because Amrit, you said, Chutz min the Isha Sheikhay Limchas. We said that except for the woman, that since she could protest, which sounds like that when she protests, that's going to be a protest and she's not going to be included in this carbon. So the diak is, time of the machi, that the reason is because she protests, but haloy machi, but if she wouldn't protest, that means to say stam, which she didn't say either way, that sounds like nafka bishal baila, then she would be fulfilling her chiv automatically with the carbon pesach that her husband is bringing. However, v'akatani reisha, but the beginning of the brisa said, v'loyal de ishto el midaiton. However, the isha and all these other cases, we said that you cannot bring and then be including the carbon pesach only if they're agreeable to it. That sounds like that they're saying they want to be hamidaiton. But hastam aloy nafki, but it sounds like that if they didn't say anything, then they won't fulfill. It's only if they say, you know what, I want to be. So how do we resolve that contradiction? And then the Gemara says, my el midaiton. In the beginning of the brisa said, it's only if they're agreeable to it. Lav de Ami in. It didn't mean to say that only if they say and verbalize, yes, I want to be. El Bistam, it meant to say midayt, meant to say that they're agreeable in the sense that they didn't say anything either way. Lafuki, that's coming to exclude Hechadam Aloy. That's coming to exclude where they said no. In other words, they said ain't on a right, so we do not want. That's the same as what we were saying, that when they're Meicha, when they protest, then they're not included. But Stam, they are going to be included. But that the Gemara asks, but how can you say that that's the understanding of the Reish and the Sefer to say, to resolve that contradiction, and that is only when they protest, then they're not going to be included. But when they didn't say anything, then they're included. But Vaha, the Brisa said, Kulam Sheshachtu, all these people that we spoke about in the case of the Brisa, if they slaughtered their own Karban Pesach, Veshachad Rab Nalein, and their master, be it the father, be it the master, he goes ahead and he slaughters the Karban Pesach. So he said, Yetzim Mishal Rab, and they all have to fulfill the Chiv with the master. Now, what is that case? The Bistama. There, that doesn't say that they were moichet. It's talking about a regular case. Yet, v'katani, still we learned that even though it's talking about stama, chutz m'neisha. Although all these other cases, they will have to bring and be included in their father's or master's Karban Pesach, says, except for the woman, m'neisha yichay limcha, says, because she could be moicha. Now, essentially what the Gemara is, the thread that is talking about over here, how do you define Sheikhail Limchis? The Gemara had assumed Yechail Limchis means to say, because since she could, and she will be Maicha, oh, so that's when she's going to be not part of it, but Stama she would be. Now the Gemara is basically saying that you can't say that Yechail means to say that because she will. Rather, it must mean to say that since she could, but however, she's not going to. Because it must mean stomach, because that's what the price is talking about. So much stam. They didn't say anything, the other people, those that have to do with the Karban Pesach. And that was saying, chutz min isha. However, the woman, when she brings her own, even though she also didn't say anything, then she's going to be not included in his. Which sounds like, what's the case of stomach? Sheikhay limchas means to say that since she can, although she didn't, she's not going to be included. So you see that stama, the woman, is not going to be in his. So that's back to the contradiction. What is the understanding by a woman? Stama, is she included or she is not included? On that, the Gemara says, Zama Rava, it's not true. It's like we said before. Yechayil limchas means to say that she actually was Meicha. However, kiven sheshachtu, since the case is talking that they slaughtered their own Karban Pesach, ein lecha michu gadol mazeh, there's no greater protest of saying that I don't want to be, like they say, actions speak louder than words. Of course I don't want to be part of your Karban Pesach. Look what I did. I brought my own Karban Pesach. And that's what we said. By the other ones, they still have to be part because they can't be Meichetz, even Shaloi Midaitan. Whereas the woman, and called the Dami Law, that since they could protest, it's only Midaitan if they didn't say anything. Stama, you're right, even the woman would be part of the husband Karban Pesach. But when you bring your own Karban Pesach, that's what we said, Chutz Min Isha, because that has to be Midaitan, they have to be at least willing and not protest. But if they protest, although she didn't even say anything, but she went and brought her own Karban Pesach, that's a protest, and that's why we said that then she will not be included in her husband's Karban Pesach. Now the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah that said, Evet shal shnei shutfin, that if someone is a slave owned by two partners, then the Mishnah said he can't eat from either one of the partners. On that, the Gemara says, Romi le Rav Eina Sabal Rav Nachman. Rav Eina the elder asked Rav Nachman the following contradiction. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Evet shal shnei shutfin lo yoichel mishal shnein. A servant of two owners cannot go ahead and eat from both of them. But Vatanya learned in the Braisa, Rotzim izah eichel, Rotzim izah eichel. The Braisa says clearly that if he wants he can eat from one master, and if he wants he can eat from the other master. How does that work well in our Mishnah? It says he can't eat from either one. So Amalei, Rav Nachman responded to him, Eina Sava, Eina the elder. Amalei, some say he responded to him, Pasya Uchma, a term used elsewhere in Shas, black vessel. Miniyu minach tistayim shmaitza. From me and from you, this sugya, this discussion that we're talking about will be concluded. And how so? Masnitin b'dekapti adadi. The Mishnah is talking about when the two owners were particular one with the other. They didn't want to have pleasure. I don't want from you, you don't take from me. I know we share this slave together, but I don't want any favors from you, and he doesn't want favors from him. Therefore, even if one of the masters are willing to include the Evet and say, you know what, you could eat by me Seder by the night, the friend doesn't want. My half of the slave is going to be getting pleasure from you. I don't want that. And therefore, he can't eat from either one because each one is particular about his slave getting from the other one. However, Bryce is like the Adadi. The Bryce was told me when they're not particular, go ahead, you want to feed him, go ahead. So therefore, he can eat from whichever master he wants to, because that's not a problem if he's eating from the other master. It's just if he's particular, he doesn't want him to get Hana. And that's why the Bryce has said, Rotzi Miza Eichel, Rotzi Miza Eichel. Next case in the Mishnah was, Misha Chetzi Eved V'Chetzi Becharin, if someone is a half a slave and half a free man, Lo Yoichel Misha Rabbi, he's not allowed to eat from his master. And being half and half would be the same as the case before, that he was owned by two different people, but it could be that one of them made him free. He says, you know what, you're a free man, but he's still owned by the other half a partner. So he's like a Chetzi Eved V'Chetzi Becharin. So on that we said he can't eat from his master. So the inference is, Mishal Rabbi Hu Delo Yoichel, so he can't eat from his master, but Ava Mishal Atzma Yoichel, but from his own, he could eat. And that the Gemara asks, what time will in the Braisa, lo yoichel, this chetzi, every chetzi b'chayrin, cannot eat loy mishaloy, not from his own, loy mishal rabbi, not from his master. But our Mishnah sounds like only from his master he can, but from his own he could. That the Gemara says, loy kasha. Because Khan, the Braisa was talking about Commissioner Rishoyna, like the first version of the Mishnayis. And that is before Beis Hillel retracted, as the Gemara will quote momentarily, their machlekes with Beis Shammai. Then, this chetzi, every chetzi b'chayrin, cannot eat from his own carbon pesach, because since he's half and half, his free part that's bringing his own carbon pesach because he owns himself is not ruling over his half that's a slave, which is owned by his master. And therefore, his free part doesn't go ahead and have the capacity to bring the carbon pesach for his slave part, which is not owned by him, but rather by his master. However, Khan, our Mishnah is Toma Kemishnah Achreina, like the second version of the Mishnah, the later version, which was that since we made a takana, that he has the capacity to then go ahead and free himself. So even now, when he's still half owned by the other master and half a free man, we view him already in the capacity of a totally free man. And therefore, he could eat totally the Karban Pesach, both halves of him, from his own Karban Pesach. Then, like, learn the Mishnah in Gittin. It says, Misha Chetzi Eved V'Chetzi B'Chayim. Someone is a half a slave and a half free man. So the halacha was, so one day he serves his master, one day he works for himself, because he's half and half, he can't do both at the same time, so we split up days. That's the opinion of Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai responded to Beis Hillel and continued on Talmud Beis, tikantim es rabbi. So he made it work out for his master, and that is, he doesn't lose anything from what's coming to him, because let's say he was owned by one person and then by the other partner, so he'd work for one partner one day, one partner the other day, and that's what you're doing now, although one partner freed him, so he's going to work for himself one day, but for the other day he'll work for the master, he's not losing anything, that now that he became half a free man. However, but you didn't do anything to rectify it for the slave himself, in other words, what's going to become of him? Because Lisa Shifchena Yachal, he can't marry a slave woman because Shekvar Chatzi Ben Charin. He's already a half of a free man, and that's because the part of him that's free, that's like a full-fledged Jew, cannot marry a slave woman, as the Pasuk in Devarim Chav Gimel says, Lo Yia Kaddish, which the Targum translates that as Lo Yisav Itza Amma. He's not allowed to marry a slave woman. So the part of him that's free has that problem. And Lisa Bas Charin and Yachal, he also cannot marry a full-fledged free Jewish girl, Shadayin Chatzi Yachal, because he's still half a slave. And the Jewish girl cannot marry the slave. So Yevatl, so he's just going to stay there, batl like it's called, and not get married? But the whole purpose of the world was to be fruitful and multiply. Shneim, like it says, the pasuk in Yeshaya, Leisayu v'ra, it wasn't created for it, the void. Leshevis yitzara, it was formed for it to be settled. So, but this person cannot do that and fulfill the goal of the world to be fruitful and multiply because he can't marry anybody. For the rectification of the world, Kaivin as rabbi, we force his master, and he completes the process of freedom and he makes him a free man. And he doesn't want to lose it. Why should he get lose because his other partner made him free? So then the slave writes a document for that worth of the half of him, which then goes, and he owes that now. He's indebted to the master for that, but he becomes a free man. And the Mishnah Achorina said, V'chazda Beis Hillel lahayis ke Beis Shammai. And that Beis Hillel ultimately retracted to Beis Shammai, and they agreed that he's going to be considered a totally free man, and we force him to redeem him. And that's why our Mishnah said that although he cannot eat Mishal Rabbi, because he still has the half of him that's free, that the master doesn't want to have to eat from it, but for him to eat from his own, we view him as a totally free man, although he's half of a slave, since he has the ability, because we can force the master to then go ahead and just say, here's the document, what I owe you. So essentially right now, on some level, he's like a free man, total free man. That's why he could eat from his own carbon pesach. But again, the Brisa says he cannot, was before the Beis Hillel held, no, he's a half a slave and half a free man. Therefore, he can't eat from not his own and not from his master because of either side that causes that problem. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Again, talking about the theme of the previous Mishnah is of this being the part encountered on a carbon pesach, which is necessary. It's a halacha specific carbon pesach that you have to be counted on the specific carbon pesach. So the Mishnah says, if someone tells his slave, his servant, go ahead and slaughter a carbon pesach for me. So if he slaughtered a kid goat, because there's two different, you can do two different options of what the carbon pesach will be. Will it be a kid goat? Will it be a lamb? So if we're going to slaughter a kid goat for him, so yechel, so the master will eat from that as the carbon pesach. No, although he's, as the Gemara will explain, he's used to having lamb, but since he didn't specify, he's obviously relying on the servant, whichever one he gets for him. Similarly, shochet tla, if he slaughters for him a lamb, although he's used to kid goat, yechel, he'll eat that for the carbon pesach. Shochet gedi utla, let's say he went and slaughtered for him a kid goat and a lamb. Let's say he wasn't sure which one he would want. So Allah is Yechel Menarishan, he eats from the first one that was slaughtered, and the second one gets burnt. Let's say Shachach Ma'omalei Rabbi. Let's say if he forgot what his master had told him, that his master had told him specifically, I want a kid goat, or I want a lamb. And now this slave went ahead, this servant went ahead and forgot. So Ketzel Yasa, what should he do? So on that, the Mishnah says, Yishchat Tli B'Gdi V'Yayma. So he should slaughter a lamb and a kid goat. And he says as follows. Im gedi amali rabbi, if my master had told me he wants a kid goat, so gedi shaloi b'tleshali, so the kid goat is his for his carbon pesach, and the lamb will be for my carbon pesach, which as Rashi says, the Gemara is going to ask, how could he do this? Where does he have any of his own money to purchase his own carbon pesach? But there's a famous klal that says, Master kana evi kana rabbi, what the slave owns, the master owns, so there's nothing of his own for him to purchase a carbon pesach for himself. So the Gemara will explain that. Then he continues, he says, however, if my master told me he wants a lamb, then the lamb is his and the kid goat will be mine. Now the Mishnah says, let's say the master forgets what he told the servant. And the servant already went and slaughtered both. So what happens in such a case? On that the Mishnah says, although the servant didn't know and therefore he brought both. But now that since the master doesn't know, so both of them go out and they're burnt because we don't know which is for the slave and which is for the master because even the master can't remember what he said. And the halacha is, a carbon pesach could only be eaten, as we had said before, limnuyav, for those that are counted on it, and we don't know if this is the one that he's counted for or if this is the one that he's counted for, and therefore you have to burn both because you can't eat it. However, ubeturin milas is pesach sheni. However, both of them are going to be exempt from bringing the carbon pesach the second time around in ear. That's because the actual slaughtering and the throwing of the blood of the carbon pesach was full-fledged. One was for the slave and one was for the master. And what's called kamish mayagalia, in the heavens they know whose which one was. You just can't eat it because you can't eat the one that you're not counted on. But since it was a kosher carbon pesach brought for each one, therefore their chiyuv of carbon pesach was fulfilled in Pesach Rishon. Now the Gemara asks, regarding the beginning of the Mishnah, Pshita, it's pretty obvious. What's the chiddush in saying that if he sends his servant to go ahead and do a carbon pesach for him, if it's a lamb, he eats the lamb, and if it's a kid goat, he eats a kid goat? Well, of course, that's he sent him to do it. Avad the Mishnah says, like we had already mentioned before, Shachad Gedi Yechel, we're saying that if he slaughtered from a kid goat, he'll eat from it, Afak of the Rogel Betle, even though he was used to, he normally eats lamb. However, since in this case he didn't tell him either way, he relies on him whichever one. Similarly, Shachat Tle, Yoichel, when we said that if you slaughter for him a lamb, you eat that, that's Afagav the Ragab Gedi, that's even though he's usually used to eating kid goat. However, the Gemara asks, Shachat Gedi or Tle, regarding the next case of the Mishnah, which says that he slaughtered for him a kid goat and a lamb. So we said, Yoichel Menet Rishon, that you eat from the first one. And that the Gemara asks, what time will learn the Braisa? You cannot be counted on two different carbon pesachs as one. And like, you know what? I'm getting on that list and that list. You know, I'll decide which one. And that, the Braisa says, no, when the time comes for eating, you can't then decide which one of these two you want to eat because of the concept of Ein Breira. We cannot say retroactively that which one it's going to be, because maybe when you're coming to eat, maybe at the time of the Shechita, you didn't really want that one. You really would want the other one. And therefore, you wouldn't have eaten. And therefore, the same thing is, as the Gemara is asking on this case, when the master is on both of these Karban Pesachs, because the servant brought it for each one because he doesn't know which one, how could he, and he's relying on his servant, how could we say he'll even be eating from the first one and he burned the second one, but how could he bring both? That means to say that this master, by virtue of the Shlichas that he made for his servant, is on both Karban Pesachs, on the Gedi and the Tle, and he can't be. Even to say that he'll only eat from the first one and burn the second one, but that means you're counted on both, and since we don't know really which is the one that you would have wanted retroactively from the Shechita, so they're both not good. Because you don't know which one it really was, and it won't be Limnuyev. And then the Gemara says that you're right. Generally, as the Brai says, that won't work. But Masnin, our Mishnah, that says that it's Togma, when he sends his Eved, that it's going to work. You eat the first one, you burn the second one. It's Togma b'melech u'malka. It's Togma the king and the queen, where they depend and rely on their servants. And they're not particular about their meal if it's going to be a Gedi or a Tleh. And as Taisa says, the reason is because they have so much delicacies, they're not particular if it's kid goat, if it's lamb, if it's fatty, if it's lean. And therefore, we don't need the concept of brer. Yes, maybe we say aim brer, it won't work retroactively. However, they like both of them. They don't care either one. And therefore, that's why we say that they eat from the first one, because since they're not particular, the first one that was done is the one they fulfilled the chiv one, and the other one was slaughtered for nothing. But it's not that we need, as a regular person, that we'd have to say, based on the concept of brer, of retroactively, to say which is the really one that he wanted, because they don't care. They have everything, and therefore, both of them they like. And the first one that was done is the right one, not that we have to choose retroactively. But Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that says, you cannot be counted on two Karban Pesachs as one. And if you are, then you can't do either one because Ein Breira, we won't be able to decide retroactively which is really the one that you wanted. However, there was an incident with the king and the queen that they told their servants, go out and slaughter for us the Karban Pesach. They went out and they slaughtered two Karban Pesachs for them. One a Gedi, one a kid goat, and one a Tle, one a lamb. Now, they came to ask the king, which is the one? So Amalehem, he said, go ask the queen. They came to ask the queen. And that's because the queen was very proficient. She was very smart. She knew a lot of these things. Amalehem, she told them, go ask Ramgaliel, what is the halacha? Which is the one that we should eat, that we could eat? You brought two carbon pestles for us. It's usually a problem. So they came and asked Ramgaliel. So Amalehem, he said to them, Malku umelech, the daitin kalalein. The queen and the king, that they're very lax, and that is the sense that they're not particular if it's a kid goat or if it's a lamb, like we said. Yechol Marishan, then they eat from the first one. Whichever is the first one, that's the one that they want, they don't care, and therefore that one we know is the one they wanted. However, Anan, us, and that is if we would have had a similar incident, that if someone would go ahead and slaughter for us both the kid goat and the lamb, loy noichol, then we wouldn't eat. Loy Marishan, loy Marishan, not from the first one and not from the second one, and that is because since we are particular, and however, but we would not know which is the one that we really wanted. Therefore, we'd be stuck because we wouldn't be able to say retroactively which one for sure was. And hence, it wasn't Nishchat Lemnuyev. We wouldn't be on the list and we wouldn't be able to fulfill it with either one. Now the Gemara brings in a similar story with, again, this Melech and the Malkin and Gamliel. Vishuv Pamachas, then there was a different time that a halachic inquiry came up where Nimtzis Halta, there was a lizard, which is one of the eight shratzim that convey tumma when it touches something, that this lizard was found by Beis HaMitbachayim in the kitchen of the palace. Ubikshu l'tameh kalasu dekula. Now, the ones that were working in the kitchen, they wanted to go ahead and be metameh the entire meal that was being prepared for the king and the queen, because they thought that the lizard was dead, and now that it was conveying tumma, it made everything it touched tameh. Bo v'shal hazemach, they came to ask the king what they should do. Amlehem l'chu v'shal hazemach, he said, go ask the queen, she knows these things. Bo v'shal hazemach, they came to ask the queen. Amalehem, she said to them, l'chu v'shal hazemach, go ask Ramgaliel, he's the paisik. Bo v'shal hazemach, they came and asked Ramgaliel. Amalehem, he said to them, Beis HaMitbachayim, the kitchen, reseach oitzein, is it hot or cold? Like Rashi says, what he meant to say was it found in things that were hot, or was it in things that were cold? Amalehem, reseach, they said it was in the hot, bubbling bowl that was there. Amalehem, he said, if that's the case, l'chu v'tilo aleya, aleya kreshel tzein, go pour a cold cup over it. Halchu v'tilo aleya kreshel tzein, and they went and they poured a cold cup over that lizard. V'richesha, and it moved, it shook. And therefore, it wasn't really dead. And that's what he was trying to figure out. Maybe it was just the heat that was causing it to be paralyzed. But the cold was reawakening it. And the tumah is only, as the pasuk says, b'maisim, when they're dead. So therefore, v'tirim melil kalasu the cooler, because Melil says the entire meal is tar, because it wasn't dead. It just had to, it was just because of the heat. And therefore, when they poured over the cold, they showed that it moved. And therefore, it's really tar. So the Gemara comments, Nimtza melech toli b'malka. So you could see from that incident that the king depended on the queen. For Nimtza's malka toli b'malil, and the queen depended on b'malil. Nimtza, so what comes out is kalasu the toli b'malil. The entire meal that was being prepared all depended on the one person of b'malil. Now the Gemara continues discussing a Mishnah that said, Shachach masha omale rabbi. If let's say he forgot what his master told him, I know he told me, did he say which one I want, which one I don't want? Doesn't know. So he makes a condition. He says that if it's Tleh he wanted, then that's his and the Gedi is mine. If he said Gedi, the Gedi is mine and Tleh is his. So the Gemara asks, Shali? Wait, he's saying that the one that will be his is his and the one that's mine will be mine? But masha kana evad kana rabbi. We know that whatever a slave acquires, his master acquires that. He doesn't have any ownership. His master gets it right away. So how can he say it's going to be his Karban Pesach? He doesn't own anything. It's automatically his master's. And then Abaye explains, what he does is Heilich Etzel Roya Harogel Rabbi Etzle. He goes to the shepherd that his master commonly goes to, that he wants things to work out for his good customer, for this Eved's master. And the reason is because there is no other way out of this pickle, out of this situation. Because as Rashi explains, as the Gemara later on will elaborate, he can't tell the one that he's buying it from that, you know what, if the Gedi is the one that he said, let that be his and let the Tleh be as a carbon shlomim. Or if it was a Tleh that he told me that that's he wanted a lamb, so let the lamb be his and let the Gedi be a carbon shlomim. As the Gemara will later explain, that and going on to the next off, that you can't go ahead and have that decision of a change between the carbon Pesach and of a carbon shlomim. So what should he do? He's stuck. So therefore, what you do is that shepherd who's a makni lechad minayhu amanas she'in l'rabbi rishusbay, that shepherd goes ahead and he gives this acquisition to the servant with the intention of saying, I'm giving it to you only with the condition that your master will not acquire it from you. That he's allowed to do, and therefore it becomes his. And the reason why he would be willing to do that is because he wants his customer to work out, just that the slave doesn't remember, doesn't want to lose his customer. And therefore he says, you know what, do it like this. Make this condition that if he wanted that one, let that one be his and that let this one be yours. And if not, let that one be his and that one be yours. And how is it yours? Because I'm giving it to you, a matana, only for you and not for your master. And that he could do. And the reason why he wants it is because he wants it to work out for his customer. And that's how the case is going to be, how he's going to have a case of Shali. Then the Mishnah said, Shachach Rabbi Mashamalai. Let's say, not only did the slave forget, but the master forgot which one he said. On that, the Mishnah told us that you burn both. However, they're both exempt from Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara says two versions of what Abaye said. Abaye said, Amar Abaye, Lo Yishanu, we did not learn that they're both going to be exempt from bringing the second Pesach in the month of Iyar. Elisha Shachach, only if the master forgot which one was the one that he really wanted. Achaz Zrika, he only forgot after the blood was thrown, after the blood of both the lamb and the kid was thrown. He was like, wait a second, which one did I tell you? I knew before they threw the blood, but now I forgot. And the reason why is because the Be'idna is Darek Dam, because that means at the time that the blood was thrown, then he still knew, and therefore he was able to clarify which one was his and which one was the Evet's. And therefore, since when the blood was thrown, it was being thrown with the intention of it being eaten, because they knew which one was whose, and therefore that would be included of Limnuyev. So therefore, that is the case of Havachas Lechila. That was fit for consumption. That would be a kosher Zrika, because the Zrika is only, which the main purpose of the Karban Pesach is to eat it. In that case is when we say that although now they can't, because technically they don't know which one it is, they can't eat it. But that will exempt them from a Pesach Sheni. But let's say the master totally forgot, even before the blood was thrown, they got a message through to him that they're about to bring the Karban Pesach. Which one? He says, no, I don't remember. Then Abaye said that when they're going to throw it in the base of Mikdash, it's already not fit to be eaten because no one knows even now which is for which. Chayav and Lasis Pesach Sheni, then they both have to bring a second Pesach and Pesach Sheni, because when the blood was thrown, it wasn't being thrown for the intention of the meat to be eaten because they don't know whose was which. And since it's not fit for consumption, that already is a psul on some level in the Zrika of the Dam, because it's only to be mata the Basa, and the Basa can't be eaten anyway. And therefore, that's not a valid Karban Pesach, and they have to both bring a Pesach Sheni. However, there are those that learn a different version of Abaya on the Braisa, which will clarify, which means to say that he does not agree the same thing would apply to the Mishnah. As the Gemara says, the Braisa said, Chamisha shenis arvu oireis peschein zebezeh. Regarding five carbon pesachs, that after the whole service was done and their hides got mixed up, they had all these five hides of the five carbon pesachs, they got mixed up one with the other. Now, venimtis yabelis. Now, they found on one of the carbon pesachs a wart, which is a mum. It's a blemish that invalidates the carbon. Be'echad mehem. It was found on one of them, in one of the hides. And now we don't know from which carbon pesach was this hide from, which makes whichever one of carbon pesach that it is as a carbon pasul. On that, the Braisa says, Kulan yoytzin lebeis ha'sreifa. They all go out and they're burnt. However, upatur melasas pesach sheni, they are exempt, all of them, from bringing a second carbon pesach, which later on the Gemara is going to ask, what is at least one of them that for sure shouldn't be able to fulfill his chiva carbon pesach, because that one had the wart. But the Gemara will discuss that later. However, on that, on Abaye, this is what this tradition was, that Abaye said on this Braisa, that loishon, that we did not learn that they're all going to be exempt, elishon is arvul achazrika, that the hides got mixed up after Zrika, and that's when they discovered this mum. The be'inah is dark down, because that means at the time when the blood was being thrown, miyahabachazi. That means to say that at least the four of them that were kosher were fit lachila to be eaten at that time. And therefore, those four for sure are yotze d'chiva carbon pesach, because when the blood was thrown, it was still clear which was which. And as Rashi explains, as the Gemara will elaborate later, that the fifth one is also exempt, because we don't know which is the one that is, he had the mum in his carbon pesach to then bring one. And since he might be one of the four that already fulfilled it, if he'd be bringing a carbon pesach, it would be bringing chulin la'azar, unconsecrated, because it's not really a carbon pesach, he already filled it, to the kosher, which is us. And therefore, we say that none of them could bring, and they're all not going to bring a carbon at the pesach sheni. However, aval nesarvu lefnei zrika, however, regarding these hides, if they got mixed up already before they even threw the blood, then chayavin, then they're all obligated, lasas pesach sheni, to bring a second carbon pesach and pesach sheni. And the reason is because there is none of them that were kosher, because essentially, when it was coming time to do the zrika, none of them were being thrown to be eaten, because they all have the same suffix. They all can't eat it. They're all going to be burnt anyway, because one of them might have been the one that had the mum. Now the Gemara explains, we had these two versions of Abaye, one going on the Mishnah, one in the Braisa. So the Gemara says, that man de masni, the one that learns when Abaye gave this qualification of loishanu, amasniten, that was the first version of Abaye, going on our Mishnah, that we said that even though they're both kosher, it's just that we don't know which one was the master, because he had told them either one or the other, but he forgot, his servant forgot, everyone forgot which one was the one that he really wanted, the gedi or tla. On that we said that if that doubt was already at the time, before they even threw the blood, that we said, oh, then you're going to be chayiv in the second Karban Pesach. Our Mishnah that said that their putter is only because he forgot later, after it was already thrown the blood. But if it's before, that means it wasn't a kosher zrika, and hence not a good kosher Pesach. That version of Abaye holds kolshken abraisa. Most definitely, Abaye would give the same qualification on the braisa that we just said regarding the five hides that got mixed up. Because here, it's even a greater doubt of a problem. Because here it's a doubt of an invalidation of a mum, of a blemish, that each one might have had that one, and that totally wasn't a good zrika, because not even a kosher Pesach at all. Whereas at the case of the Mishnah, at least, it was really kosher, just we didn't know, and therefore you can't eat it. So that's really a problem with the owners, not in the intrinsic element of the carbon, and yet still their bias says that's going to be a problem, because it won't be a good zrika, most definitely in the case of the Braisa. However, the Gemara says, man de masni abraisa, the second version of Abaye, that says it on the Braisa regarding the hides, aval masnit loy, that version of Abaye would not agree to the first version of Abaye, and it would hold that even if they already didn't know, the master didn't know, even before the zrika, it still would be okay. Because kivin the ksher ninu, since ultimately they are kosher kum pesachs, the itka, because if he would recall at any time, he said, wait a second, I know, I remember, I wrote down whatever, that's the one I wanted, then habachaz lachida, it would be fit to be eaten, because kamish maigalia, it's revealed in front of the heavens which is the true owner of which one, it's just that he doesn't recall. And therefore, regarding the blood that's being thrown, there's no psul, there's no invalidation in the carbon. And therefore, even though it's forbidden for him to eat, because I don't know, maybe I'm annoyed on that, and maybe you're annoyed on that one. However, that Abaye would hold, that's not like the case of the five hides, where there was actually a mum, a wart, that's a blemish. There, it might be an actual psul. If it was before the zrika, then that totally won't work. But regarding the case of our Mishnah, the second version of Abaye would hold that even if the owner did not know before the Zrika, fine, you can't eat it and it has to be burned because maybe it's Shloi Demnuyev, but essentially they're both kosher. It's just that we don't know, and if someone would be able to come and tell us which is which, they'd both be able to eat it because they're kosher Kavan Pesach. Even there, even Lufnei Zrika, according to the second version of Abaye, in the case of a Mishnah, in regards when the owner forgot, we would say that they both would not have to bring a Kavan Pesach Sheni because they would both be fulfilling their Chiyuv in the first Pesach.